Here's your cruise news briefs for Monday, March 1st, 2021. The U.S. Transportation Committee has asked the Canadian government to work with the U.S. in order to save the 2021 Alaska cruise season. The committee is asking Canada to consider allowing cruise ships to visit British Columbia without disembarking any guests. This will satisfy the foreign port call requirement by the U.S. and also respect Canada's health concerns. At this time, several cruise lines have not yet canceled Alaska and are likely awaiting word from both the CDC and the Canadian government. And in a new video, Carnival Cruise Line President Christine Duffy offered an update on to where things stand for the cruise line as far as the cruise industry shutdown is concerned.
And with the news that the vaccine will be widely distributed and available to most Americans starting this spring, there is a growing sense that many activities, including cruising, will find a safe way to return.
Duffy went on to mention that there are currently 16 Carnival Cruise Line ships in U.S. waters and ready to get back to cruising. To close out the video, Duffy stated that she wished she had more information to share, but she did have these encouraging words.
We remain very confident about our future. And as we like to say here, we are Carnival and we will be back.
You can see the entire video at cruiseradio.net. Carnival currently has all sailing suspended through May 31st. And Royal Caribbean Group has announced the results of a study done on board the Oasis of the Seas for their air conditioning unit. The study found that the transmission of aerosol particles through different spaces were undetected on surfaces and in the air. This means that Royal Caribbean's existing air systems are already efficient in filtration, ventilation, and fresh air intake. Based on the study, Royal Caribbean Group will only need to make small changes to an already efficient system, like adjusting settings for maximum air changes per hour and upgrading filters. And cruise line stocks closed the week strong on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 5% to 26.75, Royal Caribbean at 93.27 up 2%, and Norwegian 29.56 up 3%. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.